While music fans flocked to Austin, Texas this week for the chance to see hundreds of up-and-coming bands at the South by Southwest Festival, our KCRW Good Food team was there too. For what else? But food. Evan Kleinman is here to tell us about what they ate over in Austin. Hey, Evan.
Hello there, Steve.
Food in Austin. Now, I think of South by Southwest, and I'm thinking, all right, let's go and, you know, see some pop culture. Let's hear some good music, but food.
A lot of people don't really realize what a hotbed of not just traditional things like Texas barbecue, but how robust their new culinary scene is.
And Texas barbecue that you're not going to find in L.A., right?
Oh, no.
I've been to Texas. I know about the barbecue they have over there.
I was a barbecue virgin, but not anymore.
You hit three towns, all about an hour's drive outside of Austin, all places that barbecue fans were making these pilgrimages to. Were they doing that? Did you see like a line of cars headed to these places?
Well, I mean, it was pretty busy. It's like the three L's, Lexington, Lockhart, and Luling. They're just far enough apart that you can manage to do it in one day, although I have to say I may have fallen down on the consumption.
You met the famous pitmaster, Ed Snows, over in Lexington, one of those L's. Tell me about her. And it is a her. You don't see a lot of hers over there at the pit.
Yeah, Tootsie Tominets. I mean, what an amazing woman. You know, from the back, when you come up on her and you see that muscular figure, you're thinking, oh, there's a woman. Maybe she's 45, 50. And then she turns around and you're like, wow, she has been manning those pits for 50 years. She's 79, going to be 80 very soon.
79 years old.
79 years old, still scraping those grills. But, you know, barbecue in Central Texas has moved from a rural, totally rural setting to an urban setting. There are quite a few really highly ranked barbecue places in Austin itself.
As in, like, highly regarded magazines talking about rankings as far as barbecue goes, right?
Well, it's all about Texas Monthly.
Is that what
and,
it is?
Yeah, and Daniel Vaughn, who is the only barbecue critic whose entire, his whole beat is barbecue. He's a food critic.
That's what he does.
Only does barbecue, and every year they come out with the top 50, which becomes pretty much everybody's Bible.
And it wasn't one of these L towns. It was right there smack dab in Austin.
Franklin's Barbecue. And everybody, it's so funny, on social when I was reaching out, sort of sharing what we were doing on the trip, people are like, hey, is it hype? Is it for real? It's pretty for real.
What is it about Franklin's? I mean, you've got like the rub, right? You've got like the vinegar-based barbecue sauce. No, you're shaking your head. What's going on over there?
Everybody who's really great seems to just use salt and pepper.
Really?
And, you know, some people use mops. A lot of people don't use mops, which is like a wet rub that you're laying down while the meat is in the pit.
Slathering.
Yeah, but I think most barbecue connoisseurs, people who really love to eat barbecue, the sauce is definitely on the side, and you very rarely dip into it unless there's something wrong with the barbecue.
I am starving right now, Evan Kleinman. I'm absolutely famished at this moment.
You know, I cannot believe that there is actually food that I miss being home. not just barbecue, but the Migas tacos that we started with every morning. Boy, that is an addiction somebody needs to feed here in L.A.
You've got a special. You're going to be talking about all this food, the barbecue and the tacos, everything else tomorrow. Special South by Southwest edition of KCRW's Good Food at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Evan Kleinman, host of Good Food. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Steve.